This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Volvo.
Yeah, I sure have.
Have you?
Yeah. I did have one for a
while. Is that the one you just got rid of?
No,
oh,
that,
no
was you,
that was the Volkswagen.
I'm going to stay away from V's.
Does that mean Vinny?
Oh,
that's
come
wrong.
On.
And Vaughn.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen, you guys, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
All right.
The bad news is I'm taking a leave of absence from March to August.
You wish. Mm.
The good news is I'll be going down to Cancun and getting $10,000 a month to be their new tourism correspondent. So,
you what guys are we talking have, about?
Although I'll probably get fired by May, I'm uh-huh. thinking, because how many blogs can you do drunk on the beach? I don't know. I passed out. It'll just be like, it'll be a vlog of me just drooling sideways onto a towel, all sunburned. There is a job available for some lucky contestant.
One job.
Sorry to say, I'm going to get it. It's a dream job. It's only for 6 months. It is literally from March of 2018 to August of 2018. They are hiring a new CEO at Cancun.com. CEO stands for Cancun Experience Officer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you basically get paid $10,000 a month to go and live at this resort, mm-hmm. and every day post videos and, you know, write blogs and put up pictures and go explore the entire area. You do field trips every day. And for 10 grand a month, this is what your job will be. You have to have a valid passport and be 18 years old, and you can apply. So what they're going to do is get it narrowed down to like 100 people. By January, they'll pick their 100 finalists,
yeah.
and then they'll go, you know, do whatever they're going to do with them. And then they're going to fly 5 people down there to vie for the job.
Hmm. Good PR stunt.
Freaking dream job.
That's the thing. So someone did the math and said, what it will cost us to do this. Mm-hmm. We'll get so much run on radio shows, papers, pub everywhere.
Yep.
It'll be totally worth it.
Totally worth it. 60 grand.
And they must have targeted a specific demographic that uses social media and the such.
Well, sure. They want people to go to Cancun. And what better way than to, you know, have it be on posted all over on social media, shared. Look at the beautiful crystal clear waters. Oh, man.
I mean, you do hear young people seem to really want to travel. I mean, yeah. I want to travel, too, but it never seemed like an option because, mm-hmm. you know, you have to go to work.
But if someone's going to pay you, and by the way, the $10,000 is on top of all your expenses. It's an all expenses paid 6 month trip to Cancun with 10 grand a month just on top of it. You live and work in Cancun for 6 months, 10 grand a month on top of all your expenses, in exchange for experiencing Cancun's hotels and restaurants, participating in local volunteer opportunities, and sharing it all on social media. They're searching for, let's see, we can't wait to get started on our search for a CEO, Cancun Experience Officer, to be the face and personality of Cancun. Getting paid to live and travel around Mexico is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And this could actually be, this could be a huge break for someone. Some 18-year-old
mm-hmm.
does a kick-ass job with it, and next thing you know, they're like, I'm going to go experience Thailand for 6 months. I'm going to go experience... Well, I was thinking Alaska, but that doesn't seem
sexy. You don't think that they're going to try to get someone who's already got a big following?
I have no idea.
So
you're posting on Cancun.com.
Yeah,
I know, but if they hire someone who's already got...
followers.
I'm sure that'll figure in.
What I was just the other day, I had this brain melt as I'm trying to think of... Pinkie Pie, but there's a PewDiePie, yep. but there's like, and PewDiePie is one of these dudes that like
plays games.
Who the hell knows who that guy
but
is?
But millions of people follow him.
The answer is everyone,
apparently,
under a certain age knows who that guy is. And that seems to me like who you'd be trying to hire. Someone like that who...
I would think that would be a huge factor in it. You know, why wouldn't it? If somebody, right. if you have it narrowed down to two candidates and one of them has 3,000 followers and the other one has 3 million or even 30,000, I mean, you'd go with the person with like, the more followers.
I'll give you an example. My boy Diego, he's great.
This is the 14-year-old son he's of
not,
the friend of yours?
He's not 14. I don't even think he's, I don't even know if he's 10 yet. But
so he's, we're talking about a little child.
Yeah,
go on.
Little guy who gets on his YouTube channel and he's like, I'm going to. You know, guys, the next first person to follow my
subscribe
YouTube,
or
subscribe to my YouTube. Uh-huh. I'm gonna give you my skateboard. And I was watching
the one
I'm
that
like,
you gave him.
Hey, I gave you that skateboard.
In a way, that's kind of my skateboard.
Hey, but you know, I mean, he's as well intentioned as he is. He's really bad at it so far.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting started.
Sure. Well, he's 9 or
you know,
younger, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. One of the things his move is. God, I missed you guys. I wish I could do this more. And I'm thinking, you could do it every minute, every day.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
You
could just YouTube live
your
life.
You're not doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go. I'm like, you didn't, and you didn't do anything.
But you're clearly subscribed.
Well, I am. Well, he's my boy. I mean, mm-hmm. I got to support him.
That's
anyway,
funny.
It seems to me like they're looking for the person who's already got that big following and they're pretty savvy.
Well, I'm sure that wouldn't hurt you in this. However, it is open to everyone. They're looking for an outgoing person who can handle the responsibility of generating videos, social media content, and blog posts for Cancun.com and its social channels to promote travel to Cancun. And most importantly, you need to have nothing going on in your life and be able to be there. Just walk away from your life for six
right.
months from March till August. So if this sounds like you, you have until Friday, December 17th to submit a one-minute video describing why you're the best for the job. So just, you know, Google Cancun.com. I'm
People
sure.
are pointing out that Cancun is becoming Mexico's murder capital.
Oh!
Cancun's murder rate has been going up high this year. But
leave
media,
that out of your
media in Cancun is not allowed to report it because it will affect tourism.
Well, hell yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, I've been a little shy about going to Mexico the last few years.
Uh-huh. Here you go. There's an overhead shot of where you'll be living. The hot lines we're going to use here.
Okay.
It looks pretty nice. It's pretty good. The water looks delightful.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I don't know. It doesn't look like there's any surf there.
Stop
and
it.
It does seem like that's just a bunch of hotels. But, you know.
Look at the water. It looks gorgeous. Oh, you don't want just still waters with reefs. You want waves.
Well, I'm going to swim.
We're looking for different. Yeah. Yes, just go swimming. Last night, AT&T Park.
Yeah.
The benefit concert happened. They were helping to raise millions of dollars for victims of the North Bay fires. Let me see. I actually have the... It looks like before the concert even started, $15 million bucks have been raised.
That's great.
By Band Together Bay Area, more coming throughout the night for the Tipping Point Emergency Relief Fund, which is looking to provide short, intermediate, and long-term relief for low-income families, immigrants, and other fire victims. So the concert started just before 6 o'clock with the blessing. Oh, Hooman's not here to enjoy the blessing part. And then by the time Metallica took the stage, it was 9:55. And they started with Hardwired to Self-Destruct, rattling the bones of the ballpark and waking up any children who managed to sleep through the previous sets.
I imagine Rancid was pretty good and loud.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When I was driving home yesterday, I could hear Dave Matthews rehearsing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was
doing
just sitting there. Yeah, I was
that's funny.
So cool. It was really neat.
Oh, that's really cool.
You know,
cool.
Yesterday there was a moment where I was booked to do some TV show about the thing, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, let me do a little prep. And I looked up that, is it Rafael Sadiq?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
What's
his
deal?
He's an R&B guy? Is that what he does?
It says an R&B guy, but so let me see if I can find the thing I saw. It was like kind of blues infused, and it was pretty sick. I was all... Whoa, we don't know this guy, but he's good.
I believe he opened the show and started right around 6 o'clock. There's a lady who came up from Los Angeles to see the show. Her name is Ellen. And she said, I am a friend of wine, and wine was affected by the fire, so I am here to protect wine.
Oh, good for her.
And I'm a deadhead.
Oh.
So she's all set. I guess she actually pulled up her shirt and showed a tattoo that included lyrics to a Dead song called Samson and Delilah.
Mm.
That's there's a deadhead right there.
You bet. One of my deadhead friends went.
Let me see. They're asking for... Oh,
is
this
that
the Raphael?
Sick, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
You can make
and
a donation.
And then the show got canceled, just to finish the story. I didn't do the TV bit.
Oh, I was like, no, the show happened, Vin.
I swear,
soon as they sent the email, I sent it back, and then I'm waiting and waiting, and like, hey, is this happening? Oh, sorry, the reporter couldn't make it back.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, well.
It's TV. Hurry up and wait.
Right.
If you'd like to make a donation, Tipping Point Emergency Relief Fund, let's see. You can actually make a... Donations can be made via YouTube. Or text together to 20222, which it doesn't say how much you're committing there.
It's usually a $10 thing, but
one,
you would want to know, right?
You would. It looks like it might be $25. But anyway, 20222, text the word together, or, you know, look for Tipping Point. I think it's tippingpoint.org, and you can certainly make one there. And they'll take Bitcoin, which is fantastic. So there you go. That happened last night, and it went off without a hitch. Oh, look, I don't have time for all the sexual harassment stories.
Ooh.
That's too bad. Louis C.K.
jumped into
la,
the
la,
mix
la, la,
from
la,
out
la,
of
la,
nowhere.
I'm a fan. La, 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 la. That's too bad. So his life is ruined. Boy, I'm looking at all the people were just going off on him last night.
Well, they pulled him. Well, do the story. So they pulled him from...
He canceled
some
all his...
big event, and he had TV gigs set up, and
he
they
was
yanked
releasing
him from that.
A movie this weekend.
Yeah, a movie, right?
So Louis C.K., welcome to the Gross Old Dudes from Hollywood Club.
But what did he do?
Well, it looks like here. Let me find
because
the actual
allegations. Because maybe he should have.
In 2003, Abby Schachner. She is a comedian, and she called Louis to invite him to one of her shows. He started telling her about his sexual fantasies and breathing heavily, and she could tell he was enjoying himself on the other end. 6 years later, he texted her an apology saying, that was a bad time in my life, and I'm sorry. I remember thinking what a repulsive person I was being by responding the way I did. Comedians Dana Min Goodman and Julia Wolof say Louis invited them to his hotel room after a gig in 02, and he asked if he could expose himself to them. They thought he was joking until he did it. He proceeded to take off all his clothes, get completely naked, and started going at his man area. They told several people about it until they heard that Louis's manager was gunning for them.
Oh.
Rebecca Corey says that Louis asked if he could touch himself in front of her while they were both filming a TV pilot in 2005. Courtney Cox and David Arquette were producing the show, and they both say that did happen.
Wow.
Corey also got an apology from Louis C.K. Years later. He said, I used to misread people back then. The fifth accuser is an anonymous staffer from the Chris Rock show back in the late 90s, and she says Louis repeatedly asked her to watch him go to town on himself. He was a writer and producer on the show. And there have been rumors about him for years, apparently. Tig Notaro, she's a comedian. She brought him up in September. She was promoting her Amazon series, One Mississippi, and she had said at the time, Louis needs to confront these rumors. He's listed as a producer on that show, but only through his company, nothing to do with it personally. Roseanne said last year that she'd heard so many stories about Louis C.K. doing this. His new movie, I Love You, Daddy, was supposed to premiere last night in New York. That was canceled, and the movie's distributors trying to decide whether to release it at all. The answer is no. He was removed from next Saturday's Night of Too Many Stars. The home of his show, Louis, is reviewing the situation.
They're going to fire him.
Uh-huh.
They have to.
That's it.
Dang.
Make an allegation, smear a dude, and it's over for him. La, 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 la. Mm. I hate that.
Too bad.
But it just sucks. It's like, you know, I mean, it shouldn't matter that I was a fan of, I was a Kevin Spacey fan.
Bill Cosby fan.
I was a huge Bill Cosby. I was a Tiger Woods fan, and that I thought, oh, neat. Golf. You know, you hear these people that, but I know that people, he was people's heroes. Like, these are people's heroes, and they're being brought down by their own behavior. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? times?
A couple things you're doing when you clean the house that are all wrong.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
I did some of these just last weekend.
Oh, God, so really?
Like,
it was all wrong?
Man.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For November, check out Piedmont.
It's lovely there.
Today is the day that we, I guess, I don't know that you want to use the word celebrate, but Veterans Day is tomorrow.
And well, we honor them, yeah. Veterans.
Right. So
can't celebrate it.
There will be people taking the day off. Are schools in?
No. Well, my kid does not have school today.
Both of them?
No, I don't know about the other one. I don't know about the college one, but the high school one doesn't.
All right. So, thank you to all our vets.
Yep, thank you.
For everything you've done for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kneeling. I like that everyone has the right to, or I'm standing, I mean. I like that everyone has the right to do what they want because of your sacrifices. I would stand for the anthem, but what you did allows people to do what they want.
That's right.
And I appreciate that.
And I don't believe they're actually trying to make a comment on the veterans.
Right.
When they kneel.
I know, but that's how that's being taken.
It's how it's being
spun.
Sure.
I wanted to comment on
it.
But
right. The fact
standing.
That we can have this conversation is thanks to our veterans.
Right. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Actually, why not? Real quick. Football's happening. The worst teams in the league are playing to each other, or a couple of the worst teams. It's the New York Giants with a 1-7 record against our Niners with an 0-9 record.
So you're telling me we got a chance?
Well, if we've got a chance, it's against these guys.
All right. What time is that game?
That's a 1:30 game time. New England plays Denver at 5:30. Mm. It's the night game, Sunday night. It's the big one. Why are you holding up your... Why are you
Denver.
Shaking your...
It's just a few teams.
They're not that good.
It doesn't matter.
They're not that good this time, though.
The Bills, the Giants, the Jets, Denver, those are Miami. Oh.
Okay, but you're starting to name a lot of the teams
That's
they
five.
Play.
Those are the five teams.
All right. Sure about
also
that?
Also all the other teams.
Right.
Denver.
Anyway, New England is your team, and they'll be playing Denver Sunday night's game.
Right.
Oh, and tonight, Washington is in town to take on Stanford. That's here. At 7:30 p.m. So this is an interesting story because if you're one of those people who puts on fresh underwear just in case there's an accident, mm-hmm. you know, you wouldn't want, you know, your mom probably taught you the old...
You know, don't wear those holy underwear anymore. What if you get in an accident?
Right.
And
what if something
away?
Happens and yeah, they're right. going to have to undress you and you'll be seen wearing that?
Well, hopefully I'll have pooped myself and they won't be able to tell mom. Did I poop myself?
So in the case, right now, the story goes like this. The FBI is struggling to gain access to the iPhone of the Texas church gunman. This is the guy who killed 25 people, including a pregnant woman. The tragedy obviously goes without saying, but here's the thing. They found his iPhone, and they were like, can we get into this thing?
Right.
So one of the things that I was tripping on as I read the story is they're saying you've got to do it within 48 hours. Use the guy's fingerprint to get in.
Oh.
And I couldn't figure out why they kept mentioning the 48-hour mark. What's that got to do with it, right?
Is it because you start to get
No,
too
it's
cold?
If you haven't used your fingerprint technology in 48 hours, it reverts to the code.
Really?
The passcode. None of us have ever let... 48 hours
let alone
pass.
48 minutes
right so that but that's the
Whoa.
The important number that within 48 hours you've got to have used your thumbprint or it's going to revert back to the number
the code. Oh how interesting
that you've set in advance.
Wow.
So that's the important thing here. And so it's one of those things where you go, well, so what if it were to happen to any person? Well, that's the deal. Someone can use your fingerprint to get into your phone within 48 hours or...
Or they can't.
Or whatever's on there is gone. And the reason I use the underwear thing is I was just thinking, so if you're trying to hide something and you think that, you know, I guess you're dead, what does it matter? But boy, whatever legacy you think you're leaving behind, they might be able to get into that thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they might be able to see whatever it is you've been up to.
So try to huck that thing into a dark corner as you're, breathing
down,
your last breath.
Smash it.
Just right.
Into smithereens. They say about 80% of iPhone users do use the touch,
yeah.
the thumbprint. It's been on the iPhone since the 5S, which was released in 2013. So we've had the fingerprint technology for a long time.
Boy, that, I wouldn't have thought it had been that long.
Now the iPhone X is the one with the facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But 48 hours after the last time an iPhone is unlocked with a fingerprint is the number. It reverts to
your...
So did they do that? They couldn't.
They didn't. I see.
I don't think this guy even had the fingerprint technology. His was passcoded.
Oh.
But that was the race. The FBI was hoping they could get into this dude's phone to get information, and they were hoping to use his fingerprint to unlock the phone.
So
they were unable to do that. No.
No.
So the phone remains locked and it and then they go on to speculate about how it raises questions. None of us even think of that.
Right.
That our phone could be accessed after we're gone and whatever we've got on that thing.
Well, after we're gone, what do we
care? Gonna be our family's. Well, it might be some mess that your family has to clean up.
But now. I won't care. I'll be dead.
All right then. Fine.
It's always easier for the dead person, Vinny.
Trip that the FBI was on that, though.
Sure.
What can we get from his phone?
Well,
how come they're not asking for Apple's help?
Apple said no.
Yeah, Apple said no to this stuff a long time ago. They're not going to...
They won't unlock people's phones.
Be involved in that.
They won't show you how to...
Even though...
Should they use that?
Yeah, in this case. Maybe case-by-case basis, but
should
yeah,
it be a case-by-case basis,
yeah,
or should it be a blanket
statement?
Does that
leave Apple in a position where they're like, so we're what? We're going to start to get the Apple court?
Right.
Hire someone who's going to judge?
Well, if we're my family member that was murdered.
This is a national debate, what you just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the country is talking about should Apple unlock.
One of the questions is for terrorists.
Yeah.
That's the bigger question is they're like, you know... This person may not even be an American. Do we protect? Are they protected too?
Right.
And Apple's has said
100% we won't do it. And,
right.
And you know that's a. I actually agree with the stance.
Ooh.
I agree that it's you know it's heartbreaking and you want to be able, especially if one of your family members had passed. But I feel like in the larger scheme, once they know how to unlock phones and know that there's a technology that can do it, none of us are safe. It's a slippery slope, man. I'm all about it. Keep them locked.
So don't write in about that.
Go ahead,
everyone.
Write in. I don't care. Say whatever. It's America. You're allowed to have your opinion.
And on Veterans Day, what better day?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So last weekend, I had a moment where I realized I got to do some house cleaning, get it done as fast as humanly possible, so I have the rest of the day to do anything but.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I went and did some stuff. And then I see this story and I go, oh my God, I did it wrong.
Okay. Tell me because I definitely am like you. I get up. Anything I have to do that day, I try to knock off as early as possible.
Here
I just
are
don't
some
think
ways that you might be cleaning your house that are actually making it dirtier.
Okay.
Spraying cleaner directly on a surface.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I went through the countertops and was like...
Why would that be a problem? That's ridiculous.
Spraying cleaner directly on a surface. Spraying cleaner directly onto countertops, mirrors, or glass can cause a buildup of the cleaning solution, and that can make dirt harder to remove and cause streaking. Instead, spray your rag or paper towel, then wipe.
Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I'm telling you, I just sprayed every countertop in the downstairs area and then charged through it.
But it's like, aren't those things kind of, aren't they like ammonia-based or something? Don't they just evaporate? I mean, I agree that sometimes if you put too much on, like if we had a particularly messy dinner and I'm like spraying spots and letting it sit for a minute and, you know, then you go back, it can get, you can see some streaking. you don't. But then you just another light spray and those wipe right up.
Spray your rag or paper towel.
I just want to douse the counter and just go to town.
Right. Do you agree?
I just said I want to. I'm going to.
She doesn't agree.
I disagree.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to the stove, I spray it on the rag first. And then I wipe the stove.
Well, it's stove.
Because there's nooks and crannies.
Yeah, but I think I can't remember what I did, but I did something to the stove. And the reason why is because I sprayed on it instead of on the rag. So I learned that.
Did you put the pilot light out or something?
I don't know what I did. I can't remember. I know I did something wrong.
When we redid our kitchen a couple years ago, because we used to always be gas stove, and God, they're so hard to clean, and the things just get, sometimes you just have to break the whole thing down and clean the whole thing to get it looking good. We got an induction top, which you have to have, like, I think it's steel or something that will be affected by magnets to do it.
What does that mean?
It means it's flat.
What?
So I go, stove is clean.
Right, but what does that mean?
What is what? Induction?
Yeah.
It's
what are you talking about?
You have to have a steel pot, like a cast iron will work. And
do you just hate food? I mean, does it make food bad?
No, it makes it great. In fact, you put a huge pot of spaghetti water onto the thing, and it's boiling within 5 minutes.
Get out of here.
But like,
why do you say?
It's just faster. I've told you this. You can put, instead of having to like worry about bacon splatter, you just lay newspaper right on the thing, put the pot on top of the newspaper, fry your bacon, and then just bundle up the newspaper and throw it away.
Why doesn't the newspaper light on fire?
I don't know.
I know, that's so weird.
I know, it's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
You haven't told me this.
I have told you this. The hotline's ringing.
Okay.
Well, I remember when I was researching the kitchen stoves that I had to replace a stove, and the guy was talking to me about microwave is like the enemy of food. Oh. You shouldn't even have one in your house.
Oh.
And I'm thinking,
you got it. I didn't mean popcorn. Come on.
Well, okay, but and I have one in my house. But I mean, so induction isn't a bad way to cook.
We love it.
All right.
Like I had used my mom's because she had one, and I was like, wow, this is pretty great. And so we ran a gas line to the point where the thing was going to go, just in case we hated it. And then we got the induction, and we're like, it's great. It's unbelievable. And
you love it.
It looks like those electric tops, you know, that are there. It's just flat. It's great. Cleans up. Although apparently I'm just supposed to spray it on the rag vinegar.
Yeah. So do any of the chefs that you see on cooking shows use this induction?
I don't know. I don't really watch cooking shows.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm sure people will text about it now. What is the next thing I'm doing wrong in cleaning my house?
Not cleaning your vacuum. The filter hasn't been changed or cleaned in a while. Your vacuum isn't picking up the dust and dirt it's supposed to. You're actually just wasting your time as you run that thing over the carpet or the floor because it can't pick up when it's full.
Oh. Well.
Here's one.
Okay.
Putting the toilet brush back in its holder immediately. You ever pull the brush out?
Sure. Scrub it up,
and then
stick
you
it
drop
back
it
in.
Back in.
Oh,
there.
You're supposed to let it dry out.
You gotta
something?
Let it dry first. How do you like that? I didn't know that. Moisture and germs from the toilet get trapped in the container and the brush, and those germs get rubbed back into your toilet the next time you use it. So let the brush dry completely before you put it back in the. What do you mean?
I'm gonna use Comet anyway. I'm not worried about it. This, you know.
All right, here's the last
one. Cleaning product. I appreciate that.
These are the things you're doing wrong when you clean your house that make your house dirtier. Cleaning from the ground up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that is... I.
If you sweep, mop, or vacuum before cleaning everything else, dust and crumbs will just fall and get on the floor and get it dirty again.
I think that one's the no-brainer, don't you? Like, you gotta go... That's why I actually love to do the counter first because I just sweep everything onto the floor. And then I go back with the broom or the vacuum.
Look at you go.
Yeah. You got to do it. That way you don't
have
to.
You know what we got in this place we're living in now is this suction thing where you
kick
sweep
the thing
it
underneath.
Into the...
Oh, that's so awesome. So you central vac?
Yeah, central vac. Mm. So there's a hole in the kitchen floor.
Uh-huh.
In the counter.
It's a
sideboard. In the toe kick.
Yeah, it's a toe kick, right. And when you get near it, it opens up and starts sucking stuff in. So you sweep stuff to it.
Where does it go?
It goes into the central vac.
And you just change the central vac thing. So each room, there's a little place where you jam your tube on.
Yeah,
and
I haven't used that, but I have used the little sweep into the hole.
Mm-hmm. That is killer.
And it just
Never
makes
heard
stuff.
Of that.
You haven't?
Yeah. Jeez. No, I don't know neat. Nothing, man.
Central vac. the rage. It's all the rage.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Rafael Sadiq was in Tony. We know that.
Yeah.
But what I hadn't done is listen to him, and I thought I was going to do this TV spot.
So you listened.
And thought I went, and... I went to check him out and went, that's not R&B, that's blues, and that is killer. Mm. And I don't hate R&B, it's just too cheesy and lovey for
me. There is a cheese factor, I agree.
I just find the whole thing just smarmy and kind of gross. I certainly can't put it on and sell that.
Right.
I can't, not without laughing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
LMAO, Sarah perking up to Bonnie's things you're doing wrong, cleaning. Thanks for that looking... glass reaction. Oh, looking glass reaction. Oh, got it. Yeah. Oh, they're watching the show.
RadioAlice.com/watch. Be a looker.
Oh, a lot of people wrote in about Rafael Sadiq. This one says he's Sarah's neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
He lives in Mill Valley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Rafael, you want to jam? We every Friday night, man. We rock out with our stuff out.
Do you, though?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have one of those.
We don't
right?
get naked or anything. Right. It's just an expression, Vinny.
Okay, 415. I'm having trouble. Was John Mayer at the show last night?
Well, didn't he play
with Dead and Company?
Dead and Company.
Oh, he did play with Dead and Company.
I do not know.
Well, someone said that he was awesome, right?
Yeah. The concert was awesome. John Mayer and Metallica were the best. Yeah. Best way to support. And I was thinking, he wasn't even there.
Yeah, he was there with Dead and Company.
Okay, cool. Vinny, did you see the surfer that broke his back from a 50-foot wave?
A 50-foot wave?
It was the
wave.
Biggest wave I have seen. The video footage is unbelievable. This guy takes off, and you can see it's not going to go well. And it's a mountain of ocean looming over his head, and it's coming down, and it's coming down. And he's like trying to outrace it as this thing's coming down behind him.
Oh, God.
And it lands on him. And he bounces up, like he disappears in all the white water, and then you see his body just fly out in front of it because it's exploded him.
Wow.
And then he lands again, and it all just covers him, and he broke his back. It broke his back.
How did he make it back in? And
someone
back to
land. On a jet ski probably came up and scooped him out of the water and saved his life.
Were your palms sweating watching that?
Oh, the video footage is unbelievable. You can see this. It's all over YouTube.
Where is a 50-foot wave
it's
happening?
In Portugal at a place. I think the word is pronounced Nazaré.
Like Nazareth?
It's but
Nazare with the little chinga on top. Mm-hmm. Little
accent thing.
Right. Nazaré, I think it's called. But anyway, the footage is... like, I've watched it 40 times.
Oh, God.
I just keep watching
it. I never
it.
Want to see that.
Oh, you don't?
You don't?
No.
All right.
I'm already scared of stuff happening to you while you surf.
I wouldn't go.
It doesn't matter. It's still, it's all the same thing.
10 foot.
Jesus.
12 foot max. 50 foot. Not even 20 foot. I don't want any part of it. I don't get to surf enough to be in that kind of shape to live through that stuff. Anyway.
It's too bad you couldn't wear like a whole scuba outfit on top of your, and then you'd be like,
what's too bad is that I'm not filthy rich and that I can't just go surfing every day that I
right.
And
then you
work.
Could do 50 footers.
Then I might try,
right.
Well, not 50. I'm not that brave. That's great. When you see this guy get exploded.
You ready?
No,
it's
I'm
like,
not watching
are you ready?
It. I would never watch it. Why? Hey, coming up in the trash. Somebody got an apology letter to write.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.